Yeah, we do this now at the top of every show. We go to a restaurant or several different restaurants around Chicago. And the restaurants that we're going to today, well, you've got a bunch of them, don't you? This is Luke Cialdecchi of The Dock of Millennial Hall. And for all I know, more on the way.
Yeah, I don't know about more on the way, but we've got our hands full and our plate is full of the restaurants that we have. So we're just trying to get a handle on that.
I want to talk about The Dock first. So it's summer. It is impossible. It could not be. It's a law. It cannot be summer unless you go to The Dock. It's right on the beach. And I believe you have entertainment every single night.
That's right. Seven nights a week, starting Memorial Day weekend, past Labor Day. We usually go past Labor Day with it, too, if the weather's good, all the way to the end of September. Some great bands. You can see the schedules on our website, Facebook page,
etc. And it's a variety, right? Yeah. It's not rock and roll. It's not a little bit of country. It's not pop music. It's not R&B. It's all the above.
Yeah, you get different bands. You know, Chicago is, we are so lucky to have so many world-class musicians that just live in the city and want to go play at the beach. So we get the advantage of being able to have them, you know, they feel like they're playing for their friends, right, when they come out to the beach to play. So we're pretty blessed with that, with having the type of music that we have. And these are bands that have been coming back for a decade, right?
Is our, and you said
13th year, I think, at The Dock.
Is it really that long?
Yeah.
And you said at the beach. So if you don't take a vacation somewhere, a beach vacation, you can take a beach vacation really right here in Chicago. It kind of feels that way. You kind of hang out at the restaurant, you have a bite to eat, you maybe have a drink or two or three, and just enjoy watching people enjoy the water. People watch and listen to the music.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me, when we opened, it was you know, post that 2008 crash, right? And we had opened. And I remember a lot of people saying, you know, I'm not going on vacation this year, but this feels like a vacation out here.
Yeah, exactly.
And at The Dock. So, yeah, it is. For me, summer starts when we go out to the beach, when we go to The Dock. This is the funnest part of the year for me.
Well, I want to talk about another restaurant you have called Millennium Hall. And that's right at the right in front of the Bean. I want to talk about that.
Sure.
Because people have concerns about going there and going downtown because of safety, maybe even Montrose Beach. I don't know. So we'll talk about all of that when we come back on and your award-winning beer. That is the most important thing we can talk about. Luke Cialdecchi is here. You know him, even if you don't know him, even if you wouldn't stop him on the street, although you might now because you're wearing a very cool shirt that says The Dock, and that's one of your restaurants right at Montrose, right on the beach. So you could kick back with a margarita, enjoy some really good music. And that's the other thing. You do get the best of Chicago bands. Maybe they want to play at the beach. I'm not sure. I need to turn on your microphone. That would help.
they love playing at the beach. It's a one-of-a-kind venue, right?
Yeah.
There's no other spot like it to perform. So we are really lucky to have the musicians that are willing to come play, because we don't, hey, they'll tell you, we don't pay a lot, okay? You're there to play because you want to play, not because we don't charge admission, and we have a very short season, as you know, in Chicago during the summer. So the people that perform there do it because they love doing it.
Has there been this pent-up demand? Because you've got two issues going on in Chicago. One is that our summer season seems to be short, and it's very sweet, but it's short, and people do get outside. All the festivals are crammed into, 4 months about?
Yeah.
You know, and people, but that combined with the pandemic and people not getting out, are you still seeing that?
I mean, last year was, I think, for the restaurant industry in Chicago, that was restaurants that weren't maybe specifically downtown. I think the rest really rebounded great because people, there was so much pent-up demand, so people were coming out.
Are they still?
I think this year is a little, I think the industry is down as a
really?
Whole, a bit.
I now, can't imagine The Dock having issues as long as there are two things, good weather. Today, okay, but we haven't had a lot of that lately because you're only outdoors there.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're dependent on Mother Nature mm-hmm. and Tom Skilling.
That's right.
They kind of go hand
I need
in
to
hand.
Talk to Tom
yes.
because we got to start saying instead of chance of rain, we got to say good chance of sunshine.
You know? It's the way you look at things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that really, that it's funny, but it like if it's a sunny day, no chance of rain. You're going to get, we know X amount of people are coming. Now, if you say it might rain in the afternoon, even if it doesn't rain, you know, business is going to be down 30% because people are like, well, it might rain, so we're not going to come. So, yeah, it has a huge effect on the seasonal establishments.
So you're blaming Tom Skilling.
That's okay. I would never blame
you
Tom,
can't.
If
no.
you're listening, but we should talk.
All right, so I've got a text about this, and I was going to ask you about it anyway. 312-981-7200, of course. Be real, it says, where do I park if I go to Montrose? And that's an issue. They won't even let you off on some days at the exit at Montrose because the beach is overcrowded.
Yeah, it's such a popular location, right? It's the biggest beach in the city, one of the largest parks in the city. There are thousands of parking spots there, but yeah, people get in early to the park, and it's a challenge. So, you know, if it's one of those days that the park is overfilled, that's probably like a Saturday at 3 o'clock.
So go Tuesday is
when and I would say Monday through Friday during the day, you will always find great parking right by the dock on the street there. So parking is easy then. But on weekends,
tough.
On weekends, you got to be ready to park on Sheridan Road and take a nice little stroll through the park to get to
it. Yeah. Or take public transportation,
yeah,
which can drop you off fairly close.
Mm-hmm.
So downtown, speaking of public transportation, I was just at, and I hadn't been to Millennium Hall, and it's what a great place. How many outdoor seats do you have there?
So I think we have the largest beer garden in Chicago. 800 people
Amazing.
Can fit out there, yeah.
Wow.
Right on Michigan Avenue, right with a view of the Bean. Right?
It is.
Incredible.
I mean, you look up and the Bean is like right there. You mm-hmm. know, still, yeah. for folks who haven't seen the Bean, yes, go see it. But it's right there. But there's this perception, not by the tourist. I don't know. I was talking last week about this, actually. Tourism, I don't know if it's back 100% to what it was pre-pandemic, but we're actually somewhat close to that.
Yeah, it feels like it. The tourists are out en masse, right? And we see them. I think the challenges we have is because of
Perception.
The park itself is used to be an open park. Now it's barricaded to make sure people feel safe. There is security to go through. So there is, you know, lines that are created from that after 4 o'clock. So there's been.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
So it's both, right? You want to get to a point where we don't have any of that, and the crowds themselves drive out. Any criminal element, so you don't have to do that. I think that would be our hope, or maybe there's a way to do it without barricades where there's some sort of sensor systems outside the park. I don't know.
Are you guys having any issues with crime?
We are not.
Except the fork I took by mistake. But other than that, nothing?
Well, we added a surcharge on you.
I noticed. But other than that, there's no real...
We haven't had issues. Right.
Good.
We've been lucky. I don't know. I shouldn't say we've been lucky. I think there is a misperception of the love. I think it's one of the safest places in the city.
In part, because there are lots of people.
Oh, millions of people. Right. There's so many tourists out on Michigan Avenue and in the park. And we hear a very well. The thing is, if anything ever happens. It's front page news in Chicago, right? If something happens on Michigan Avenue, something happens in Millennium Park. But there was an incident, I think, when there were kids out in May, first, mm-hmm. you know, hot weekend of the year. And that generally, I remember that being a Chicago guy, that's kind of what happens in our city. First hot weekend, first warm weekend of the year, you have incidents. And that goes you know, stretches back to the 80s from, you know, my youth. So I don't think anything has really changed. I think we're actually a safer city than we were in the 80s when I was a kid. Now, relatively, crime has gone up since, you know, post-pandemic.
Which has happened in every major city.
Yes.
And I'm not defending it.
And I'm not saying it's not there, but... if we're to rationalize, you know, and people have traveled all over the place, I think people have a misconception about the level of safety they have somewhere else and then they have in Chicago. I think Chicago, relatively for a big city, is a really safe city. I've lived here almost my entire life, never had, you know, anything. I know people who've had things, mm-hmm. you know, happen to them. Usually it's some sort of low level, you know, crime event. Our restaurants have never had issues, really.
Knock on something. Yeah. So I have two exceedingly important points to bring up. One here involves answering a text. Is it the Bean or is it called now CloudGate?
Well, it's officially CloudGate.
Ah.
And colloquially, that's what we should be doing? The Chicagoans call it the Bean.
I thought right? It was the other way around.
No, it's, yeah. It's,
what do
it's,
I know?
It's officially CloudGate. But I think, you know, CloudGate also has this trademark around it the way
like
the Super Bowl does.
Or something.
So you got to call it, you know, the big game if you don't have the rights to it. So the Bean is safer. You can say the Bean and nobody's going to get you in trouble. No, but I think Chicagoans, we call it the Bean, just like we call, you know, Sears Tower, Sears Tower.
I think CloudGate is a
Comiskey Park,
name.
Comiskey Park, you know.
I think of Watergate. I think of, you know, I don't know that that's very... Now, we have about 3 minutes here, and
sure.
I need to leave time for the most important point.
Mm-hmm.
Your beer, congratulations,
yes.
Award-winning.
America's best beer, Steve.
America's
best. Well, we won Brewery of the Year for the small breweries for Double Clutch Brewing Company. So we won Brewery of the Year, Brewer of the Year, Scott Frank, our brewer, and our Helles Lager and our Rauch Beer Helles were both award-winning silver medalists at the Great American Beer Festival. So you can try it either at our brewery in Evanston or right in, you know, in front of Millennium Hall, our Double Clutch Plaza.
Let's talk about the brewery in Evanston. Where's
yeah.
that?
So that is, you know, that's what we opened a couple of years ago. It went into a European style beers, not really into the hoppy IPAs, pale, you know, ales that everybody seems to be doing. And it's worked out remarkably well for us. It's a great event space. We built it so you can do events. We have concerts there as well. The brew pub and we have the showroom of collector cars that one of our own is Dennis Chakazian. He has over 90, I think, cars at this point. So we rotate them into the brewery in and out, and
so
it's
like
really fun.
Dean was talking about museums earlier. He missed the ice cream museum. It's pointed out in a text. But you kind of have a collector car museum?
Well, it's, you
of
know.
Of sorts?
Of sorts, yes,
yeah.
yes. No, and he's got some incredible, incredible vehicles on display, and they rotate, and of course, our managers there, they like to do themes. So we had a red, white, and blue theme for July 4th, where the cars are red, white, and blue, of course. But it's and Double Clutch, of course, two meanings. You know, you can double clutch that beer and then double clutch with race car driving. So it's,
where
it's
is this
kind
at?
Of a car theme. So this is in Evanston and on Ashland. So just Google Double Clutch Brewing, and you know the two places to check it out are, like I said, Millennium Hall downtown, of course, is easy, and then in Evanston at our location there.
Very good, and the dock at Montrose
and,
Beach.
Yes, we have, in fact we have our beer at all of our locations, different ones at different spots.
Well, I've got to do a tour.
Yeah,
it's my responsibility to do this. Otherwise, I'm not a very good radio host. Luke, it's always good to see you.
It's good to see you, Steve.